Get into a comfortable position. Make sure you are sitting comfortably, either feet flat on the floor or cross-legged on the floor. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your body, starting at the head, and give yourself permission to relax. As you breathe, release any tension. Feel the tension move from your head and neck through the shoulders and arms. Relax and feel all the tension melt away. Relax your chest and back. Feel waves of relaxation move down your spine. Relax your abdomen, your lower back and hips. Relax your legs down through your ankles and feet. Feel the waves of relaxation sweep away all that doesn't serve your highest good out through your fingers and toes, grounding and neutralizing this unwanted energy into the earth, transforming it like the earth turns fallen leaves into new soil. Relax your mind. Relax any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, what is called your mind's eye. Whenever you visualize or recall anything, you project it onto the screen. Anything you desire will appear on the screen. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. The numbers can be any color you desire, drawn as if writing them, or appearing whole. 12. Draw the number 12. 11. Draw the number 11. 10. Draw the number 10. 9. Draw the number 9. 8. Draw the number 8. 7. Draw the number 7. 6. Draw the number 6. 5. Draw the number 5. 4. Draw the number 4. 3. Draw the number 3. 2. Draw the number 2. 1. Draw the number 1. You are now at ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1. But do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities, as you say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. Let the familiar world around you fall away, as if the material reality you know is only the facade, and beneath it lies the beautiful garden of the goddess. A veritable paradise surrounding you. The land around you becomes a vast primordial garden, more beautiful than you can believe, filled with all manner of exotic plants, flowers, and trees. It is both wonderful and frightening in its primal power. Wander the garden, taking notice of all you see. Animals might cross your path. Particular plants could catch your eye. Be aware for the messengers of Malkuth. In the distance, you see a temple. The temple of Malkuth might not be a closed-off building, but an open-air shrine. Perhaps it is a circle of 10 standing stones. As you count, you notice 10 stones to mark the boundary, just as Malkuth's number is 10. And you notice 4 distinct paths leading out from this garden temple. The 4 paths of the elements. There may be a goddess or sphinx statue adorning the shrine. As you look into the center of the shrine, there is a throne, and a regal woman sits upon the throne. You feel compelled to approach her, for she is the queen on the throne, the goddess ruling the sphere of Malkuth. Introduce yourself and ask this goddess her name. Commune with this goddess, asking her to teach you the mysteries of Malkuth. If you are ready, she will, or introduce you to the beings who can aid you in your journey and lessons at this time. For the beings of the first garden want to be in relationship, conscious communion with the humans of Earth, and welcome you as an emissary to their world. Perhaps you will gain insight into the duties and obligations of the sphere, and how to avoid the vice and illusion. You may even gain the vision of the sphere of Malkuth, a glimpse of your own higher self, your holy guardian angel, or the opportunity to deepen your relationship with it. Your relationship can start with a stronger sense of intuition and psychic knowing, and develop into a relationship with this part of yourself, like a spirit guide. When done, thank all the beings who have communicated with you. They might offer you a gift, a token of their goodwill. If you accept, it is polite to reach within your being and offer them a gift of your goodwill. Be sure that the gift reflects the energy and intention you plan to put into this sphere's lessons. Once you have said your farewells, leave the shrine and return back to where you began. Focus on the waking world you know, and feel it return back around the garden. Return back to normal consciousness, counting 1 to 13, and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Gently start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical body. Take both hands and raise them up over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed. You can ground yourself by relaxing back into the physical state, by pressing your hands down onto the floor and releasing excess energy to the earth. You can also visualize your feet and toes as roots, digging deep into the earth.